You're listening to the Sacred Commons Podcast, an ancient future church of Youngstown, Ohio.
Good morning, everybody. Lord be with you. Will you stand with me? We're going to read from the gospel today. This is a reading according to the Holy Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Will you pray with me real quickly? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, fill our lives with resurrection power. Fill our imaginations with resurrection life. Let us look for life even in dark situations, even in situations clouded by tears. Give us your vision so we can see where you're active in our life, where love is active. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk about today a daisy bloomed. Today a daisy bloomed. I'm looking around because a lot of times I have to be careful what I say when things are recorded, but I'm just going to share my heart if that's okay. This has been a hard week for me and for those that I love. It's been a hard week for those that I love, and that's why it's been a hard week for me. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that a lot of people are going through different things. In our community, you all know Sister Jones, and you love her like I do. And you know that she is not well right now. We're praying that God touches her body. I'm thinking about the stories that I've heard and the prayer requests that have come in. It's a lot of sadness, a lot of pain. And so my heart is heavy this week, but that's okay. It's all right. I think sometimes we want to rush to triumph, and it's okay to sit with the pain for a minute. So in my week and in our weeks, this has been difficult. This Easter has been filled with pain. I want to read to you, it'll be on the screen there, if I can find it. This is from I have a desktop calendar that I peel off every day, and I read a new story. Judge me all you want. I went to Barnes and Nobles and I bought love stories for each day. I don't know why. Maybe I'm sentimental. I don't know. But this was my love story for this weekend. This is called Gardening for a New Season. "Daddy," my middle daughter said, "for my birthday, I want a pretty garden again. 2 years ago, a tiny lump and should I have this looked at ended with my wife's memorial service just after Easter. With time lost to treatments, arguments, and constant worry, the garden had been abandoned. My daughter, with her late April birthday, didn't realize how painful the memories were. Yet I began pulling weeds, turning soil, planting seeds. As my hands bled and I wept, today a daisy bloomed and tomatoes appeared. Though the garden is a gift for my daughter, I thank her," his wife. Yeah, way to lift up the congregation on Easter Sunday. I already cried over that, so I'm not crying right now. I'm a very easy crier. I'm a crybaby. And that one, when I read it, I had to do one of these.
There's always tissues on the
crier. Yeah.
He's a crier.
I asked, this shows how desperate I was to prepare for this week's sermon. I asked, let me rephrase that. My kids are brilliant. I just never asked them for sermon ideas, but I did this week. And this is what John Luke wrote. Well, first of all, Monty, she wrote this. She said about Easter, it starts on Palm Sunday, and then Monday, Thursday, then Good Friday, then Easter Sunday. And I don't know if it's on the screen there, but on my note card, she misspelled these words. She's learning how to spell. But she said, the seed, S-E-E-D. So he said, this is her saying, he said. He said, but she spelled said like seed, and she has no idea how right she is. He seed, he said, after, and then she wrote tree, three. After 3 days, would resurrected. After 3 days, he would be resurrected. So that's a very faithful telling of the gospel story right there, because Christ even referred to himself as a seed, and he was hung on a tree. And that tree still brings new life. But I want to read to you this part from John Luke. John Luke, if you want to be amused and entertained, have him write you something. He's not perfect. Please don't hold him to any perfect standard. He is my child. But this touched my heart. I think that Easter is primarily about the Christian holiday where Jesus resurrects from the grave. But to our hearts, he's so right. It is unstoppable love for us every minute of our lives. It is unstoppable love for us every minute of our life.
How old is he?
He's 10.
22, 23. Is he in graduate school?
Don't make me cry. Today I saw a daisy bloom. I think that's the trajectory of the resurrection. It is not that our lives are going to be filled with roses every single moment. It is not that our lives are going to go every way that we want them to. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But the resurrection tells us that God's love is unstoppable. And that even in the midst of pain, the story he wrote, my hands were bleeding, I was weeping, today a daisy bloomed. That's the resurrection. My hands were bleeding, my eyes were weeping, today I saw a daisy bloom. In the same breath, we can say that. That's been my week. My hands were bleeding, my eyes were weeping, and today I saw a daisy bloom. Easter empowers us to be quick to look for love. That's the first thing I want to say. I'm moving quick. I want to get through this. Easter empowers us to be quick to look for love. You'll notice the race. This is what theologians have called the race. Scholars call this the race. I love the fact that John says in his own gospel, I'm faster than Peter. Yeah. He has to let you know. There's that toxic masculinity coming through. I'm faster. But I think the deeper thing there is that we, like John, like Peter, like Mary, should be quick to look for signs of love even on a dark morning. We, the resurrection community, should be quick to look for the daisies. Even in the midst of pain, blood, and tears, let us be a people. Can I get an amen? Let us be a people who look for love quickly. I don't want to tell you what my week was like, but the thing that got me through was looking for love quickly. Let us be like that. We together, as the beloved community, if you can't do it, that's okay. There's going to be plenty of moments in your life where you're going to look for it and you can't find it. But I came for you. And you came for me. And we came for each other. So often we put this burden on ourselves and we think it's up to us to carry this thing through. If you are sitting here today, I'm preaching like my dad now. If you're sitting here today and it's hard for you to see love, that's okay. We can find it for you and we can be it for you. Raymond Brown, he said, the disciple who was bound closest to Jesus in love was the quickest to look for him. Let that be so with us. Let us be quick to look for love amidst the tragedies. So often we get this wrong. We think that love and life and the goodness and liberation of God is on the other side of tragedy. But until we're willing to run to where the death is, run to where the tomb is, in expectation that somehow love and life and liberation are going to meet us there, until we're that, I don't know if we've entered into resurrection life, but thanks be to God, the grace of God, the Spirit of God can empower us to look for love quickly. Unstoppable love, John Luke said, every minute of our lives, pulling weeds, turning soil, planting seeds, as my hands bled and my eyes wept, today a daisy bloomed. There's a theologian named Blumhardt. He said that Christ's future, this is important, church, Christ's future is not one single point in an absolute remoteness for which we are to wait. What he's saying is the resurrection is not going to happen. It's not just going to happen for us in the end. The resurrection is now. This is what he says. This is hardly thinkable if we have to wait for it, because he said we'd probably go to sleep over it. Then he writes, Christ's future is now or it is not at all. Christ's future is now or it is not at all. Unstoppable love. I got to talk about funk music. Corey Henry, he has a song. I talk about him all the time. Funk is the truth, y'all. It's like the blues. Blues is the truth. It doesn't lie to you. And funk doesn't lie to you. The only difference between funk and blues is that funk tells you can dance in the dark. And one of the things that Corey Henry writes in his music, he says, one of his best known songs, love will find a way. That's the resurrection. That even in the midst of the mess and mire and muck of your life, somehow love will find a way to make its way through to you. So be quick to look for it. My friend Father Jerry says, be haste, have haste to look for love. I love that in John's gospel, it's a slow dawning of resurrection. What I mean by that is there's no ta-da. It is not. This is the best part to me. It is not like drum roll, please. Jesus is standing behind the tomb and he jumps out. He's like, he gets confused or she gets confused. Mary gets confused about him. And it's a slow dawning in her experience of how resurrection comes to her. That's our life. Hindsight is 20/20. You can look back and see the goodness of God in your life operating and moving. But so often that dawning of resurrection comes to you slowly. And I like that. I like that. I use this word a lot when I'm talking to my friends. Let it come in waves. Let it come in waves. God is more like the tide than he is an explosion. And that's okay. Let life come to you. The life of God come to you in waves. The dawning of recognition happens through tears in a garden. And this is how resurrection comes to us. Through tears as we toil in a garden. And we will often mistake Jesus for people, or we will mistake people for just regular common gardeners in our lives, just friends, family. And do you not know that's Christ the resurrection coming to you? Amen. You are that to me, I can tell you that. Oh my goodness, if you knew the state of my soul before you all came, you're that to me. I hope I'm that to you. I pray. I'm gonna cry. I don't wanna do that. Let's keep going. Easter does not bypass tears, but fills us with the love of God so that we are able to respond. Notice this, that Jesus asks her and the angel asks Mary, why are you weeping? And they're not doing that. I don't think they're doing that to like silence her or be like, nah. They want to know. The resurrection community does not rush to victory. It doesn't silence suffering. It doesn't dismiss pain. The resurrection community says, why are you weeping? Do that in the lives of those who are around you. Don't hurry them through their grief. Church, don't hurry people through their grief.
That's right.
Be with them and ask them why they're weeping. We will not see life anew until we sit with people in their suffering. You have to do it. Don't be afraid. A daisy will bloom. Don't be afraid. Jesus is not afraid of our pain. He says, tell me why you're weeping. And we need to first acknowledge our tears so that we can see Christ. Oscar Romero, who died at the Eucharist table, while he lifted up the host and said, on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, they shot him. And Saint Romero, he said this, there are many things that can only be seen through eyes that have cried. I was with a spiritual director in Los Angeles a month ago, and he had bags under his eyes that were huge. I've never seen anything like this. He could barely see through his eyes, and they were like that permanently. And they were the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen because I could tell those are eyes that have cried. Therefore, those are eyes that can see things that other people cannot see. And I found out that his specialty in spiritual direction is grief. This is a man who can see. The tears in your life help you to see. Don't be quick to get rid of them. Oh, also, we live in a very violent age where you see a lot of, especially men in particular, toxic masculinity. You see a lot of angry people. I think the reason why we see a lot of angry people is because they don't cry. Tears are a soft, this is Father Ron Rollheiser. Tears are a soft way of crying. Anger is a hard way. So we need to cry. Saints are a people, Rowan Williams says, who don't silence us, but let us speak out of what is most real to us, even if it's painful, even if it's challenging. A saint is somebody who says to you, you have God's permission to be yourself, even if that means pouring out the anger, misery, guilt, confusion. And a saint is somebody who says to you, let me come with you to where it hurts.
Oh, that's good.
And then says, trust and give hope that things can be different. Finally, Easter reveals the intimate particularity of the resurrection. The resurrection appears to Mary in the form of Christ, who is the resurrection. And the resurrection says to her, Mary. The resurrection says her name. Jesus says your name. Jesus says your name. He does not offer, this is from Serene Jones. He does not offer a general address. No, he uses a word that applies to her and her alone. A word that captures the utter particularity of her life. Her name. This is the last thing I want to say to you, and then we'll come to the table. I want you to hear my heart today. I think the evangelical world has unfortunately personalized much of the gospel that is corporate. And I think we know that. We know that. However, let me flip for a minute and say, you better believe that the resurrection comes into the particularities of your life and says your name. God shows up in particular ways in your life and says your name. You are known. You are intimately known. You are seen. And his word, when he says your name, that word travels into the inward part of your life. And once there, Christ, who is the resurrection, is manifested. So, today I wept, my hands bled, and a daisy bloomed. That's going to be the way it is for us. I pray that you have more days where daisies bloom than weeping and bleeding. And I definitely think that will be the case. However, when those days come, I pray that the resurrection community can surround you with love and life And as your hands bleed and as your eyes weep, I hope there's someone there who can pull you aside and say, there's a daisy there. There's a daisy there.
Thanks for listening to the Sacred Commons podcast. For service times, videos, and more information about the life of our community, visit thesacredcommons.com.